weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Cloudy skies expected today, with mixed precipitation likely changing to all rain. High temperatures reach up to 42. Winds out of the east, 5 to 10 miles per hour. Cloudy skies tonight, lows around 31. Overcast tomorrow, high temperatures reach up to 45. I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 37.
From AgView.net, I'm Ken Rogers with Ag News. Backlogs at U.S. ports and container shortages disrupting the supply chain. Correspondent Michael Clements shares more on how these issues are impacting agriculture.
Delays in the shipping industry have a direct impact to the bottom line of farmers and ranchers. American Farm Bureau Federation Associate Economist Danny Munch says consumer purchasing changes created the issue.
During COVID, we kind of saw this switch in consumer purchasing behavior from buying services, going out, to a lot of good purchasing, so e-commerce. And when that happens, there's much more demand for products that come in containers and on barges, which puts a lot more pressure on our ports. And our ports are infrastructurally limited by the number of cranes, by the number of workers, so forth, in their ability to process these new shipments. So the more imports that you have, the more stress there is going to be on those ports.
He says that's led to congestion at U.S. ports with backlogged shipments.
So this shift in consumer purchasing behavior has kind of caused mass amount of barges at all of our ports. We've seen massive upticks in waiting times for barges waiting at anchor. An additional thing just to touch on is that labor related to trucking plays a major role in the ability for ports to process containers. If there's not trucks arriving on time, that creates just another compounding effect on the timing and processing of goods through the ports.
Munch says the supply chain issues impacts farmers and ranchers in a variety of ways.
If you have any sort of supply chain disruption, you're going to see increased prices for input. So farmers have already started to see massive increases in prices for their inputs. All of these ports are vital to farmers who use foreign outlets as a place to market their goods. So any change in the ability to access containers impacts farmers' bottom lines.
Learn more on the market intel page at FB.org. Michael Clements, Washington.
And U.S. and Mexican agriculture delegates met during the annual meeting of the Tri-National Ag Accord. They discussed concerns regarding recent decisions by Mexico's federal government to impose arbitrary prohibitions on ag biotechnologies and certain pesticides. That's Ag News from AgView.com. And I'm Ken Rogers. Good, clean John Deere 8R Series tractors are almost impossible to find right now. New Frontier Ag in McCook, Nebraska has some great low-hour 8R Series tractors in stock now. How about this 2019 John Deere 8370R with only 1,450 hours on it, loaded with almost every option available, asking $305,000. Call 308-340-8989 for more information on this great tractor. New Frontier Ag, your premium connection to premium equipment.
Kansas Mid-America Network News. Union workers at farm equipment maker Deere & Company would get wage increases of 10% if they ratify a tentative contract reached over the weekend. The upfront pay would be followed by 5% raises in the third and fifth years of the tentative contract. The agreement next goes to vote of union members. The deal would cover more than 10,000 Deere & Company workers in Iowa, Illinois, and Kansas. The family of a man who was fatally shot by Topeka police in September of 17 has filed a federal lawsuit against the city seeking $10 million. The parents of Dominique White are also asking to cover the cost of his funeral. Topeka authorities cleared officers Justin Mackey and Michael Cruz of criminal wrongdoing after the shooting. White initially denied he had a gun before the officers discovered one in a pocket and tried to seize it. White resisted the officers and was shot as he ran away with his hand over the pocket that contained the gun. This is Kansas Mid-America Network News.
All across the nation, we are here for our communities.
We're doing our part to get supplies where it's needed in order to fight COVID-19 together.
Got to do what we got to do, helping the people that did lose their jobs and lost their income, and now they don't have money for their food.
It feels good to be out there to assist our community with what we're dealing with. It's what you sign up for as a soldier.
We will not rest until the mission is complete.
Each one of these soldiers, once they received the call, they understood that all hands were on deck. This goes to the core of what citizen soldiers do.
We are your Army National Guard.
I would like our friends and family to know that your National Guardsmen are always ready and always there.
Always ready, always there. Visit NationalGuard.com to find out more. Sponsored by the Kansas Army National Guard, aired by the Kansas Association of Broadcasters and this station.
Three people were hurt, two of them critically, in a crash near Park City on Halloween. Emergency crews responded at around 9:40 Sunday night to an injury accident at 101st Street North and Broadway. Sergeant Joshua Collins with the Sedgwick County Sheriff's Office said an eastbound vehicle and a northbound vehicle collided in the intersection. Collins said one person was hospitalized with critical injuries and two others with serious injuries. A Kansas man has been sentenced to more than 6 years in prison for causing a crash earlier this year that killed a grandmother and injured her six-month-old grandson. Josiah Coleman, 23, of Leavenworth County, was sentenced Thursday to 77 months in prison for involuntary manslaughter and methamphetamine possession. Prosecutors say Coleman was high on meth on February 21st when he drove more than 90 miles per hour in a 40-mile-per-hour zone, ran a stop sign, and crashed into a car driven by 62-year-old Donna Gay Osborne. Osborne died at the scene, and her infant grandson, who was in the car, suffered minor injuries. This is Kansas Mid-American Network News.
Every driver is different. So is every car insurance policy. At Blue Valley Insurance, we get it. That's why we offer an array of options, from affordable coverage options to extra services and money-saving discounts. We're here to help you build the best car insurance policy for your needs. What's more, the right car insurance coverage can help protect you and your loved ones in the event of a car accident, theft, or other covered loss. See us at Blue Valley Insurance in Lynn, Greenleaf, Hanover, and Marysville.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News. One small western Nebraska county is using roughly half of the federal coronavirus money it is set to receive for bonuses of up to $10,000 each for county employees. Morrell County officials approved the bonuses in August as hazard pay for the county's roughly 50 employees. The Morrell County attorney and officials with the Nebraska Association of County Officials say using the money for premium pay is allowed. Public schools in Nebraska's largest city are facing staff shortages and have turned to bilingual high school students to interpret when families talk with teachers during report card conferences. The Omaha School District has some full-time bilingual liaisons, but students and their families speak more than 100 different languages, and more than 18,000 students have received services for limited English speakers at some time while in the district. The students are paid $18 an hour to help with middle and elementary school conferences. This is Nebraska Mid-America Network News.
At Midwest Kia, we're helping you solve all the problems that everyone is talking about when buying your next new vehicle. Have you been told there are no new cars out there? No problem. Have you been told you have negative equity? No problem. Have you been told you have bad credit? No problem. Maybe you've even heard you can't get a great deal on a new car. At Midwest Kia, we solve all of these problems for you. With over 300 new Kias, certified pre-owned Kias, and used vehicles, Midwest Kia has the deal and the car, truck, or SUV for you. And we want to get you approved. If you have $600 cash or trade, you could be approved for a brand new Kia today. Plus, every new Kia comes with our amazing 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty. Only at Midwest Kia and MidwestKia.com. Simple, transparent, and fast. A better way to buy.
We want to see ya in a Midwest Kia.
On select models, new crew credits. Warranty is a limited powertrain warranty. See retailer for details.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Tuesday is General Election Day, with polling locations open 7 a.m. until 7 p.m. City and school board positions will be on local ballots. Marysville has contested races, including mayor with incumbent Jason Barnes, challenged by retired city administrator Rick Shane on a write-in ballot. Ward 1 City Council incumbent Bobby Pipia faces Kyle Garacki. Filing for Ward 2 are Lori Snellings and Ryan Wilson. Ward 3 incumbent Colleen Behrens is challenged by write-in candidate Harold Johnson III. And filing for Ward 4, Kyle Bargman and Jeff Keating. For Marysville, USD 364 School Board, incumbent Chris Denner faces Liberty Price Obley for position 4. Incumbent Pam Dankenbrink is challenged by Tyson Anderson for position 5. Kevin O'Neill is withdrawn after filing for position 6. Travis Prawley is filed. For USD 380, Frankfort Centralia, position 5, has a contested race between Brent Hollerson of Centralia and Rachel Wanklin of Frankfort. USD 498, Valley Heights, has a contested race for positions 5 and 6, with Lisa Stryker facing Robert Chase in one, Melva Sander facing Jamie Stump Gillig in the other. All other filings are uncontested races in Marshall County. In Washington County, the only deciding race will be for Mahaska City Council, where one of six candidates will be eliminated for five open positions. Those filed include Kirk Gallion, Dale Kern Jr., John Wiley Kerr, Douglas Lambert, Cal Livingston, and Rosie Steele. USD 108 Washington County patrons will determine the outcome of a proposed $1.6 million bond issue that would fund new elementary classrooms and bathrooms that would be added to the West Elementary building. A school bond issue in Nemohawk County, USD 115, would fund $36,720,000 that would provide for a remodeling and new construction package, primarily at Nemohawk Central High School, including addition of an auditorium, gym renovations, and upgrades to the pre-K program. Three candidates are filed for USD 115 School Board, Position 2. They are Kara Baker, Troy Lewis, and Dr. Tony Szymankowski. Two are filed for Prairie Hills, USD 113, Position 4, as Anissa Bloom faces Doug Renier, both of Wetmore, and USD 380, Position 5, has Brent Halverson of Centralia facing Rachel Wanklin of Frankfort. Three construction companies were interviewed for the Marshall County Jail project at last week's County Commissioners meeting and include Universal Construction of Kansas City, AHRS of Bern, and Coonrod and Associates of Wichita. No decision was made, with selection expected at this week's meeting. The remainder of that meeting and both the Washington and Nemohawk County Commissioner meetings last week were mostly routine business. Highway work on a milling project is planned Monday in Marshall County along parts of U.S. 36 and K-99. Tuesday work moves to Nemohawk County and will include U.S. 36 in Seneca and sections of K-9 and K-63. Drivers may expect brief delays with flaggers and pilot cars used at times. Betty L. Dowd, age 76, of Frankfort, passed away Friday. Graveside service Monday, 2 p.m. at the Frankfort City Cemetery, with visitation at 1 at the Padden Funeral Chapel in Frankfort, in charge of arrangements for Betty Dowd. Janet Johnson, age 63, of Frankfort, passed away Thursday. Private services to be held at a later date with burial in the Mount Calvary Cemetery, Frankfort. Padden Funeral Chapel in charge of arrangements for Janet Johnson. Helga E. Frazier, age 84, of Marysville, passed away October 25th. Funeral service Saturday, 11 a.m. at Kinsley Mortuary in Marysville. Private burial in the Antioch Cemetery at Frankfort. Visitation Friday. Family will receive friends 6 until 9 p.m. at Kinsley Mortuary, in charge of arrangements for Helga Frazier.
Are you done yet? I need to get ready.
Well, maybe you should have gotten up sooner.
You've been in there for an hour. Come on, I need in there.
Does this happen at your home? Would you like to eliminate all the yelling and buy a bigger house? Well, you can by talking with United Bank and Trust about home loans. Go online to www.ubankonline.com or head to your local branch to visit with a loan officer. United Bank and Trust. You bank, we deliver. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeastern Nebraska. High in the low 40s this afternoon, mainly cloudy with areas of rain. Tonight, mainly cloudy, low near 31, occasional sun Tuesday, high of 45. Tuesday night, mainly cloudy, low near 30. High of 46 on Wednesday, lots of clouds. Wednesday night, cloudy early, then clearing, low near 31. Mainly sunny on Thursday and Friday, as high pressure dominates the area. High of 51 on Thursday, mainly sunny. Thursday night, mainly clear, low near 29. High of 53 on Friday, sunny. A few clouds Friday night, low near 34. Lots of sun throughout our weekend as high pressure continues to remain overhead. High of 58 on Saturday. Mainly sunny. Saturday night, clear to partly cloudy. Low near 35. High of 59 on Sunday. Mainly sunny. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Laura Lockwood on KNDY.
Average high temperature early November 62. Record high on this date 85. The average low 37. And the record low 18. Sunrise this morning 7:55. Sunset this evening at 6:26.
Your houseplants might be to blame for uninvited house guests this fall. Some advice on battling an insect invasion today from the Old Farmer's Almanac.
If you're a farmer or rancher, chances are you've thought about joining Kansas Farm Bureau. So what's stopping you? Your membership means you have a seat at the table when it comes to the issues that affect your farm. Things like trade, taxes, water, and regulations. The state's largest farm advocacy organization brings your message to policy decision makers at the county, state, and national level. The Voice of Agriculture becomes your voice and fights for Kansas farmers and ranchers. And a Kansas Farm Bureau membership includes other benefits. For about $50 a year, you'll receive discounts on equipment and supplies, cell phone plans, financial and legal support, home and office supplies, and more. You'll also receive Kansas Living, a quarterly lifestyle magazine featuring real stories of farmers and producers around the state, plus great recipes, crafts, and things to see and do in Kansas. Join us today. Visit kfb.org/farmer-rancher to learn more.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Monday, November 1st, the 305th day of the year. Singer-songwriter Lyle Lovett has a birthday, and the letter rating system for movies went into effect on this day in 1968. Finding more creepy crawlies than usual around your home? If you bring garden plants indoors for the winter, there's a good chance the insects hitchhiked a ride. You might have washed the plants thoroughly, but eggs are often in the soil, and warmer indoor air makes for ideal hatching conditions. A weekly rinse with a kitchen sprayer will keep things under control, and topical sprays will usually solve the problem. And remember, the same stowaways may be lurking in holiday or gift plants. Don't let them reinfect your houseplants. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more at almanac.com.
The annual Marysville Kiwanis Pancake Day is back Tuesday, November 2nd, serving 6 a.m. until 8 p.m. at the Marysville National Guard Armory. Pancakes and all the extras, serving Tuesday, 6 a.m. until 8 p.m. at the Marysville National Guard Armory. Don't miss Kiwanis Pancake Day.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports. Felix Sanaduke Azuma had four sacks while forcing two fumbles to help Kansas State to a 31-12 victory over TCU Saturday afternoon. Wildcat star Deuce Vaughn ran for 109 yards and two touchdowns, while Skylar Thompson threw for 242 yards with a touchdown on the ground and through the air. TCU drove inside the five-yard line three times, but only came away with a field goal from the trips. Up next for K-State, they'd travel to Lawrence to take on KU. And speaking of KU, Spencer Sanders threw for 157 yards and two touchdowns, while also rushing for 53 yards and a score all in the first half to lead number 15 Oklahoma State to a dominating 55-3 victory over Kansas. It was a rough day for Kansas, who's 1-7 overall, 0-5 in the conference. And yes, this Saturday morning at 11 o'clock, KU hosts K-State. This is Kansas, Mid-America Network Sports.
Hi, I'm Laura Howard, Secretary of the Kansas Department for Aging and Disability Services. In Kansas, there are more than 540,000 people on Medicare, and each day, nearly 10,000 new people enroll nationwide. While Medicare enrollment can seem daunting, it doesn't have to be. That's where SHIC, or the Senior Health Insurance Counseling for Kansas program, comes in. The SHIC program provides seniors across Kansas trusted and unbiased help about Medicare benefits. SHIC counselors provide all the information and options available so you can make an informed decision about your Medicare coverage. We look forward to helping you navigate your way to a Medicare plan that is right for you. The number to call to find your local SHIC counselor is 1-800-860-5260.
Sponsored by the Kansas Department for Aging and Disability Services and Administration for Community Living, Department of Health and Human Services, and aired in cooperation with this station.
Chiefs fans will want to stay in their seats during tonight's Monday night football game against the Giants. That's when the Chiefs plan to induct former center Tim Grenhart into the Chiefs Hall of Fame and Ring of Honor before kickoff. There will be a special ceremony for the event. Grenhart was the Chiefs center for 11 seasons. During that time, he appeared in 169 games, starting 164 of those. He also has a streak of 20 straight starts from September of 93 to October of 2000, the fourth longest in franchise history. Grenhart is the 50th individual and 46th player to earn the honor, according to the Chiefs. He will also serve as the drum honoree during the game tonight against the Giants.
And tonight, the Wichita State men's basketball team has a preseason exhibition game tonight at Charles Koch Arena at 6 o'clock as Missouri Southern comes to town. The Shockers open up their 115th season Tuesday night, November 9th, against Jacksonville State. This is Kansas, Mid-America Network News.
The Hanover Wildcats defeated the Lebo Wolves in the championship match to become your 2021 Division II Class 1A champion. And they started off extremely strong, going day one undefeated 3-0, beating Lost Springs in two sets, as well as Guyton in two sets, and then pretty much obliterating Central Plains in two sets as well to advance into the semifinals today, where they faced Hutchinson Central Christian Academy and beat them in two sets, 15-12 and 15-21, advancing to the championship round, where in this game they absolutely demolished Lebo Wolves in so many different facets, beating them in game one, 25-18, and then going on an 8-0 run to start set number two, defeating them 25-19. Culminating in a Hanover State Championship back-to-back. So congratulations to the Hanover ladies volleyball team.
Centralia Lady Panthers win the consolation at Dodge City. Centralia defeating Victoria 25-19, 25-20 after Centralia fell in the semifinals Saturday to Pretty Prairie 20-25, 25-22, 15-25.
Marysville Bulldogs season came to an end. Week 9, first round of postseason action in southeast of Saline remained perfect on the season, defeating Marysville 60-7, scoring 6 touchdowns in the first half. Luke Geppert to Chase Pogue on a 77-yard touchdown pass. Matthew Rodriguez 1 yard out. Geppert to Pogue again on a 17-yard strike in the first quarter. Marysville's only score came with 6:29 to play in the half. Rook to Rhett Williams on a 56-yard strike. It was 3 more scores before intermission for Southeast. 51-yard touchdown pass, Geppert to his brother Jake. It was Rodriguez on a 3-yard touchdown. And a 68-yard punt return with seconds remaining for Michael Murray made it 48-7 at the half. Southeast scored twice again in the second half with a running clock. Matt Rodriguez 2 yards out. And a 10-yard pass from reserve quarterback Daniel Kerr to Clayton Meyer wrapped it up. Southeast of Saline 60, Marysville 7. Bulldog season ends at 2-6. Southeast of Saline advances to the regional, yet undefeated. Reporting for KNDY Sports, I'm Bruce Dierking.
Marysville season comes to an end at Southeast of Saline, suffering a 60-7 loss Friday. Valley Heights victorious over Pleasanton 29-14. Valley Heights meets Centralia in Friday's regional competition.
Add some charm to your indoor garden with Easy Care Peperomias. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. You'll enjoy Peperomias' uniquely shaped and colored leaves. You can find heart-shaped to narrow-shaped leaves that are variegated, smooth, or puckered. The leaves may be green, reddish, or silvery gray. The leaves of watermelon Peperomia resemble the pattern found on the rind of its namesake. Grow Peperomias in a brightly lit location. The plants will tolerate lower light, but the leaf color and variegation will be less intense. Water these indoor plants thoroughly whenever the top inch of soil is dry. The thicker leaf varieties are more drought tolerant and perfect for busy gardeners. These slow growers seldom need fertilizing or pruning. Their small size and slow growth rate make them perfect companions for dish gardens, mixed baskets, and tabletop containers. Check out our website for this and other gardening tips.
Nancy grew up in a small town in Kansas, but had a desire to see the country and the world. For several years, her hometown was a place she occasionally traveled to see family and friends, but then something changed. The unique route from Tuscany, Italy, to rural Kansas is today's feature on the American Countryside. It's true, I do travel the countryside for each of the interviews you hear on this show, but I'm also a farmer in Northwest Missouri, and I enjoy sharing stories from agriculture as well. That's why I created the Farm in the Countryside show, where I interview guests with information important in farm and ranch country. You can hear us on many local radio stations. Just look for our station list on the Farm in the Countryside page on Facebook, or catch it as a podcast on the AgriTalk app or your favorite podcast platform. Listen to Farm in the Countryside, brought to you by Pivot BioProven, as we share information those in agriculture need to know.
I'm Tyne Morgan, host of U.S. Farm Report. Join me each weekend as we explore the news and issues that matter the most to agriculture. We know this past year has been challenging in many ways, but as agriculture continues to adapt, we are right there with you. From markets to weather, each weekend we take a deep dive into what matters most. Join me each weekend for U.S. Farm Report, timely, trusted tradition.
Nancy Farber Motla graduated high school in Mulvane, Kansas, just south of Wichita. While home was nice, she lived in many places in the U.S. and wanted to see the world.
I moved to Switzerland because I wanted to travel and see as much of the world as possible.
She taught English as a second language to support her travel. After a year in Switzerland, she moved to Italy.
I met Luciano at the end of my first year there. He was best friends with one of my students, and we were fantastic friends.
Their relationship grew, but when the September 11th attacks took place, she wondered where the best place might be for her to live long term. She brought Luciano with her to the U.S. to see if he might like living in this country.
I know what it's like to move to a foreign country. So I said, well, it's my country and my language, so we can go wherever you want. And I took him to Denver, Colorado, and I took him to places in Wyoming and Montana, and I took him to California.
But there was another location on the list.
And I brought him back here to visit my family, and he's been here twice. Once during wheat harvest, which was an amazing thing for someone to witness if they're not from here. Of course, those are things that we just take for granted.
It was one more trip back to Kansas that was truly meant to be.
And then I brought him back another time, and we happened to drive through some hills with some sunflower fields. And he said, oh my goodness, this is farm country. This is like Tuscany.
While many Americans might savor a trip to Italy's Tuscany region for their food, what if a man from Tuscany brought that food to Kansas? You can see where this is heading, and the story of a premier restaurant in one small Kansas town is next time as we travel the countryside. In Mulvane, Kansas, I'm Andrew McCray.
There will be a public auction including collectibles, guns and ammo, coins, household machinery and tools for the James and Jerry Herter estate. Sunday, November 7th, sale begins at 10 a.m. at the Community Center in Seneca. Selling collectibles including miscellaneous quilts, old pictures in frames, an assortment of Hallmark ornaments in boxes, several toys, and other miscellaneous. Guns and ammo include a .243 12-gauge, 22 caliber British military rifle, 22 pistol, plus much ammo. Selling coins, household items include a kitchen table with six swivel chairs, refrigerator, washer, and dryer. Machinery and tools include a 63 Massey Super 90 diesel, wide front, good rubber, 47 8M Ford, it's overhauled with new paint, new rear tires, 8-foot 3-point blade and 6-foot blade, 6.5-foot finish mower, 3,000-watt generator, a rear-tine tiller, push mower, two chainsaws, and assortment of tools. This public auction for the James and Jerry Herter Estate, Sunday, November 7th, 10 a.m. at the Community Building in Seneca. Wilhelm Auction Service will conduct the sale.
Before you put your garden to bed for the winter, do a soil test. Hi, I'm Jody Hinke. It'll help you understand your garden self and save you money in the long run as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
Finally, an easier way to get commodity price updates. Successful Farming Live is an easy-to-use tool that you can use to search Chicago Board of Trade and local cash prices, all by using your voice. Just say, Alexa, enable Successful Farming Live. Visit agriculture.com/smart for more information. From corn to cattle, hogs to soy, getting commodity prices has never been easier. Just say, Alexa, enable Successful Farming Live.
Whenever you're online, Living the Country Life is there too. Like us on Facebook and exchange tips and ideas with people who share your love for the country way of life. Follow us on Twitter at Small Farming for timely news and information. You can also find us on Instagram and Pinterest. See the latest inspired shot from our readers or add a garden tip to your boards. Living the Country Life has all the ideas for your home acreage. Visit us online at livingthecountrylife.com and find us on social media.
How well
did your plants perform in the garden this year? Over time, soil fertility and pH levels can change, leading to changes in plant health and vigor. Now that the growing season is winding down, this is a good time to do a soil test to get a better understanding of your garden's overall well-being. Sarah Vogel is an extension horticulture educator at the University of Illinois. She says the test will tell you a lot about your soil.
So a basic soil test is going to measure your soil pH, the organic matter content, as well as macronutrients like phosphorus, potassium, sulfur. So that would be a basic one. You can also get soil tests that are going to measure micronutrients like boron and copper, things that plants need in very, very small amounts. And then sometimes we're in areas where soil contaminants might be an issue.
Vogel doesn't recommend using home soil test kits because the results are widely variable. It's best to send your soil samples to a certified lab. Your local extension office can help you find one. Unless there is a specific issue being worked on, she recommends testing your soil every 3 to 5 years. Understanding soil nutrient concentrations before applying fertilizer is important.
The soil's natural fertility, depending on what's being grown in it, plants can often perform for some time, you know, for years without needing fertilizer. And though we turn to fertilizer to help with plants' vigor and vitality, it's really important for gardeners to first establish that need and a purpose for fertilizer. You know, if fertilizer isn't necessary, we don't want to waste product or time or money applying it.
Learn more about testing your garden soil at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
fascinated watching virtual painting tutorials. But even if the instructor gives detailed instructions, if you get off track, your painting won't turn out as well as you'd hoped. Hi, I'm Callie Breeze with Thrivent, helping you thrive with purpose. You know, sometimes it's easy to get off track with our financial budgets. Whether you had an unexpected bill come up, or maybe you overspent during an online sale, it can be easy to get off track. One way to ensure you stay disciplined with your finances is to list out your needs and your wants and your wishes. Your needs could include things like your mortgage, your car payments, and groceries. Your wants could be anything from paying off your student loans early to buying a new patio set. And your wishes, well, that could be wanting to retire early so you can care for your grandchildren. And just like following along to the instructor's directions at the beginning of a paint class, be sure to follow your budget. If you get off track, pick things back up. When you prioritize sticking to a budget, you can achieve more financial clarity and live a life of meaning.
It's the Holiday Open House in downtown Frankfort Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. 3 days, 4 stores, endless gift possibilities. Visit Elsie Grace's gift shop for their famous dry food mixes, homemade fudge, and gifts for the entire family. The treasure chest has holiday treats, unique gifts, vintage and collectibles, plus brunch on Sunday. Browse the Altstadt Gallery European Antique Shop for unusual art and antiques. Then head to Jane Elaine Boutique for trendy, affordable clothing and accessories. Don't miss the Holiday Open House in Frankfort Thursday, Friday, and Saturday.
An aggressive campaign in Oregon takes on the problem of food waste. Up next on Farm to Fork.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Farmer's work is never done, and the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts carry premium brand ag and heavy-duty parts with a complete line of fuel pumps and filters, hydraulic hoses, couplings, and fluid. So your equipment maintenance and repair doesn't stand in the way of a hard day's work. Visit O'Reilly Auto Parts today or O'ReillyAuto.com and search farm.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I speak from experience when I say that the right tools help keep a farm, a ranch, or a household running smoothly. The folks at Gempler's know that too. It's why they carry the tool brands you trust to help you work smarter, safer, and more comfortably. It's Gempler's specialty. Family owned and independent, just like their customers. Just like you. More than 30,000 problem-solving tools and gear in stock. Shop Gempler's.com today and avoid downtime tomorrow. When Oregon officials found out that food waste was costing each household about $1,600 a year, the state's Department of Environmental Quality took action. Elaine Blatt is with the Oregon DEQ.
To help Oregonians save money, Oregon DEQ decided to create this statewide campaign that would help households reduce the amount of food they throw away by offering them easy-to-follow tips. Our goal is really to have fresher foods available to our residents, happier eaters, and fuller wallets.
Blatt says the benefits of the campaign also go beyond economics.
One of the findings of our research was that Oregonians also responded very positively to the notion that by reducing food waste, we can really honor the time, energy, and heart that's put into growing and delivering food to our table. So really recognizing all the work that farmers do to grow food for us.
Blatt says the campaign is called Bad Apple, but the message is about more than apples.
It turns out that people in Oregon really like broccoli. It's a big seller. And so we have tips about keeping broccoli fresher longer by wrapping it in a damp paper towel and refrigerating it in an open container.
Learn more at don'tletgoodfoodgobad.org. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
Join the Marysville Knights of Columbus annual Pork Chop Barbecue Saturday, November 6th, serving 6 until 8 p.m. at the Knights of Columbus Hall in Marysville. Serving a smoked pork chop with baked potato, green beans, and homemade dessert, the bar will also be open. Curbside pickup and delivery available. Phone 799-5628.
Did you know that Purple Wave sells thousands of pieces of ag equipment, construction equipment, and vehicles at no reserve auction each month? That's right. All items sell to the highest bidders, regardless of price, with no reserves and no gimmicks. At purplewave.com, you'll find the equipment you're looking for, along with detailed pictures, descriptions, and internet bidding. Visit purplewave.com to start bidding anytime, anywhere, with Purple Wave Auction. Straight, simple, sold.
Ag News from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Andy Hoosier. Well, it's been difficult for many in the agriculture industry with exports having problems, transportation issues, and more. And a coalition of Canadian agriculture commodity, transportation, and logistics companies are now requesting that Ottawa investigate shipping container industry prices. The group is asking the federal government in Canada open up an investigation under Section 49 of the Canada Transportation Act to identify immediate actions that can be taken relating to current supply chain disruptions. The proposed actions, referred to as the Global Container Crunch, outlines the impact shipping container shortages has having on the supply chain. Container prices have reached record levels right now, with some shippers having seen the cost of containers rise from $2,500 to as much as $25,000 over the past year and a half. A request for the shipping industry investigation includes the Western Canadian Wheat Growers, the Western Canadian Shippers Coalition, Freight Management Association of Canada, and more. And Gray Northey at Pulse Canada says the Canadian pulse crop exports are down nearly 50% in this past year from June to June.
The federal government has jurisdictional responsibility over the transportation system. They're responsible to make sure they have a competitive transportation system, one that's helping the economy, that's governing how their competitive actions, how they're supposed to be servicing customers for marine containers in the supply chain in Canada. And they also have the ability to conduct an investigation whenever the transportation system is being disrupted. They have the power, they have pretty extraordinary powers to deal with issues like this, but the time is now because it is having such a large impact on the Canadian economy and pretty much every Canadian whenever buying goods. Port of Vancouver, you've got, you know, the coming together of marine carriers, you have the terminals that are at the port, you have the railways. One of the things we're asking for, in fact, is to bring together all those players who are dealing with this current container disruption, similar how they've done the U.S., where each week they come together and they say, this is the problems that we're facing. We need to identify solutions that are helping the supply chain as opposed to hindering it. The container shipping industry potentially makes the global economy go.
Ag News from the Mid-America Ag Network.
Ag producers, you know the performance of your diesel engines is critical to your success. MJ's Truck Repair at Exit 46 off I-135 in Mound Ridge, Kansas, has been a partner with the ag community since they opened the doors. They stand ready to have their experienced professionals handle your diesel engine repair needs without burning a hole in your pocket. And emergency ag diesel repair service on the farm? Just a phone call away with MJ's Truck Repair. MJ's Truck Repair of Mound Ridge, Kansas. Too many Kansans don't have access to the affordable high-speed internet they need to work, attend school, see the doctor, and avoid isolation. That's why AARP fought for the Emergency Broadband Benefit, a federal program to help lower the cost of high-speed internet for eligible households during the COVID-19 pandemic. Kansans may be eligible for a discount of $50 to $75 a month for high-speed internet services through this short-term program. Visit aarp.org/EBB, paid for by AARP.
Did you know that one out of every three mouthfuls of food we eat is produced by insect pollination, most of which is done by bees? In fact, bees are vitally important to food production. That's why modern agriculture is working with beekeepers to promote bee health. Ensuring a sustainable food supply requires each of us to play our part in preserving the land and protecting pollinators. This public service announcement is brought to you by Syngenta.
This is Ag News. USDA's National Institute of Food and Agriculture announcing $25 million for 50 grants supporting Farm and Ranch Stress Assistance Network, State Department of Agriculture products. Long before the pandemic caused an increase in stress around the world, stress-related mental health already a rising concern in farm communities coast to coast. USDA NIFA introduced a comprehensive grants program. The Farm and Ranch Stress Assistance Network, which was authorized in the 2018 Farm Bill, supports projects that provide stress assistance for people in agriculture. Funded projects must initiate, expand, or sustain programs to provide professional agricultural behavior, health counseling, and referral for other forms of assistance as necessary. As part of the grants, the Colorado Farm and Rancher Mental Health Support Program expanding to assist ag workers, farmers, and ranchers in managing stress. And in Georgia, the Farmer Healthy Mindset Program will take a multifaceted approach to address stress and mental health outreach and awareness. And Ross Benham, President Biden's pick to chair the CFTC, used the Senate confirmation hearing to call on Congress to reauthorize the agency. Benham, currently serving as the CFTC's acting chair, has been in the commission since 2017. And by the way, CFTC's authorization law expired in 2013. Since then, Congress has continued to appropriate funding each year, but lawmakers have never agreed on a new authorization measure that might make changes to the agency's role and powers. He said it's important for morale at the agency. It's important for a mandate from the authorizing committee in Congress to do our job. He went on to say he thinks it's a certainty and recognition of the importance of the agency in increasing a consistent budget will help do the job that they need to do. Also, Benham explored the role the CFTC could play in carbon markets and climate change mitigation. More Ag News at AgView.net. Reliable and relevant. For AgView.net, I'm Ken Rogers. Hitchpin is changing the way producers work together by connecting them with the services and resources they need when they need them. Why spend hours on the phone and browsing classifieds? Try Hitchpin's free agriculture app to keep you connected to producers and services anytime. You save the transaction fee by going to hitchpin.com and type in keyword AgView at checkout. Again, keyword AgView for no transaction fee on hitchpin.com. Hitchpin, your ag marketplace.
Frustrated by the lack of machinery on the market? Stay tuned for tips on how to get what you're looking for on Successful Farming Radio.
Successful Farming Radio, providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
Do you want to unlock the secret to higher yields? With Titan XC on your dry fertilizer this fall, more of your applied nutrients will be available to your crop come spring to help drive yield on every acre. Find out what 50 million acres already know with Titan XC from Nutrien Ag Solutions. Always read and follow label directions.
Are you looking for new advanced technology for your farm operation? Need some advice on managing your farm or tips on finding the best machinery prices? You'll find all this and more in Successful Farming Magazine. Subscriptions are available online at agriculture.com. Visit agriculture.com and complete your subscription to Successful Farming Magazine today.
Extreme shortage of new and used machinery all year, and how hard it is to find what you're looking for. There are some pieces of equipment on dealers' lots, but just some. And good luck finding anything at auction. Dave Mowitz is the executive machinery editor for Successful Farming. He says if you're in the market for late model used equipment, the first thing to do is get on the internet and search, search, search.
Go to the respective manufacturers that you're interested in. If you're John Deere, go to machinefinder.com. If you're Case IH, go to caseih.com. Look in their used machinery section. New Holland has one. Other manufacturers do. Go to tractorhouse.com and see what kind of listings are there. Fastline.com. These are sites that you can start searching, and dealers are posting what they have available out there.
Don't be afraid to buy a tractor that is states away. You can do it by directly contacting the dealer yourself and making the transaction, or have your own dealer do it for you. If you're looking for new equipment, work with your dealer to make a retail purchase order now for what you need next spring.
Don't wait. Don't wait till after the first year. You can make a purchase order. You can actually buy that equipment, take it as a tax write-off, and then you'll have a better chance of getting the tractor, tillage equipment, you know, whatever you need by next spring, March or April, than if you just waited. You know, manufacturers are putting a priority on retail sales as opposed to, say, dealer floor plan machinery.
I'm Jody Henke. Find more tips on getting the equipment you're looking for at agriculture.com.
Power up your child's curiosity. Upgrade your router today and just imagine the results tomorrow. From history sites making the past come alive to science sites with tours of outer space, the internet is brimming with ways to inspire curiosity. Help your child take this curiosity to a higher level with Blue Valley's managed Wi-Fi and Tech Home Bundle. Get free installation and the first month free for both managed Wi-Fi and Tech Home. Visit BlueValley.net today.
Market information from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Andy Hoosier going through a Monday today. Market's closing up in just a little bit. We're still seeing some decent numbers on the board, mostly green, and some record gains in some of the markets right now for the grains and mixed, but mostly higher in the livestock going through the day today. Good news and big news coming out of Brazil and Argentina is Brazil has officially reached their planting summer corn right now for the next marketing year at 72.4% complete. It has been a process with some of the rain delays going on in South America, but their estimated area of planting includes 4.385 million hectares as of Friday last week. The major progress is definitely ahead of what we saw this time last year, where planting was completed at near 18% of the estimated area. The average planting for the last 5 years by this time is currently sitting at 31.2%. So their current 72% is well above what they're usually at by this time. Latest news of the exports include the country of Argentina, where their grains, oil seeds, and derivatives have totaled near $2.48 billion for the month of October. That is 1% lower than those previous months and 40% higher than what we saw the same month last year. It is a good sign of the global market and the exports that we're seeing this year with some additional buying in the grain markets all over the globe with the continued harvest and planting. Right now in the corn market, we're seeing still some positive numbers. December corn is up 9 3/4 at 578 right now. Kansas City wheat's up by 19 1/4 sitting at 805. Oats, they're still seeing some record positive gains right now. December oats up 26 3/4 at 756 1/2. In the bean market, mostly higher here as well, though we do see a little bit of green slowing down and going into the red just a bit. November beans are up 1 1/2 at 1237 1/4. The January down 1/4.
At Midwest Kia, we're helping you solve all the problems that everyone is talking about when buying your next new vehicle. Have you been told there are no new cars out there? No problem. Have you been told you have negative equity? No problem. Have you been told you have bad credit? No problem. Maybe you've even heard you can't get a great deal on a new car. At Midwest Kia, we solve all of these problems for you. With over 300 new Kias, certified pre-owned Kias, and used vehicles, Midwest Kia has the deal and the car, truck, or SUV for you. And we want to get you approved. If you have $600 cash or trade, you could be approved for a brand new Kia today. Plus, every new Kia comes with our amazing 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty. Only at Midwest Kia and MidwestKia.com. Simple, transparent, and fast. A better way to buy.
We want to see ya in a Midwest Kia.
Hometown Lumber and Hardware has the right tools for contractors and do-it-yourselfers at unbelievable prices. The Porter Cable Cordless 8-Tool Combo Kit is $529.99 and has everything you need for every building project for fastening and drilling. Get the DeWalt Drill Driver Impact Kit for just $149.99 and keep all your tools and accessories together for easy transport with the Milwaukee Packout Toolbox Organizer for $49.99. Thanks for buying local and shopping at Hometown Lumber and Hardware in Marysville.
Third Road Ag Sales have concept by AgriTech. Innovative technology and proven products improve soil health, increase yields, and allow greater return on your investments. See the difference for yourself with a call today to Third Road Ag. Hay producers, remember they offer American Family Net Wrap and can fill your needs today. Check out Third Road Ag Sales on Facebook.
For shame, for shame, for shame, poor wandering one, though thou hast surely strayed, take heart of grace, thy steps retrace, poor wandering one, poor wandering one. Such words.
legendary country music on a legendary country station. We're KMDY Marysville, AM 1570 and FM 94.1. Now, ABC News.